Devices Radio Network.
Drugs and Stuff is for informational, educational purposes only.
So we can't do audio on the PC, so we're having to use the phone, but the front camera on the phone's knackered, so I can't do visual on the phone, so we have to stick to audio only.
See, now we did video, and now everybody's going to want the video. Now we took it away. But listen, you always, Dave, I was thinking about this. You always handle it really well. Like, I always have fun ribbing you and you know, taking some pokes in a fun way. But you are one of, like, the most, like, laid-back people that I know.
And I suppose I still am in different ways, but a little bit, hey, look at me.
Okay.
But that was born out of insecurities, and that was born out of a lack of confidence. One thing, I think a big changing point for me was the exaggeration, which was a carryover from my younger years of trying to give people a reason to want to interact with me.
Yeah, like making people like you, saying things that they would want to hear to make you more interested. I can relate to that. I think we've all done that.
It was truth-based, but, you know, I also was very bad with confrontation.
Okay.
And I would avoid confrontation, and I would bullshit to avoid confrontation, even if I was sort of in the right, and I never owned my mistakes. To some degree.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine that, the big guy like yourself.
Confrontation of a point when I'd done something wrong, and I sort of had to deal with either the consequences of that, or even if that was, even if it was down to just a mistake. I went to prison and spent a long time in a room on my own and spent a long time looking at myself and spent a long time and just realized that I was never, ever going to progress properly or ever be genuine unless I started to be genuine.
Time that I can be wrong and that's okay. I may not have the answers about things all the time and that's okay. And just accepting that, it's like it gives you more of a realistic perspective on life. And it takes a lot of pressure off you when you realize that you don't always need to know everything. What cultivated the Dave Crossland that I know today? Tell me more about that experience with getting back into training while you're inside.
Well, when I went into prison, I mean, I was in a loveless marriage with a woman I couldn't stand. And I eventually, it all caught up. Life caught up. I ended up going to prison. And I was very much initially, woe is me. You know, my world has ended. What the fuck am I going to do? And then I started a case of, I'm surprised I haven't been here before. And so, you know, it just came back to the same point all the time. The common denominator and everything that was going wrong was me.
Yeah.
And the first thing I needed to start doing was to be honest.
Yeah.
And in that same time about being honest about my behavior was also being honest about my appearance.
What do you mean by that?
We are bigger or smaller than we really are.
Yeah.
We go to the gym and we'll cheat out a couple of reps on a big weight, and then all of a sudden that's the weight we're using, when deep down we know, well, not really, because they were shitty cheap half reps, so we're not really using them. But
I'm being honest with this, with the depth of an exercise we are doing on a leg exercise, and it's something that I've realized it's a great term for it, because you can kind of cheat out a couple, and if there's nobody there to call you on it, it's easy to say.
They really aren't ready for honesty.
No, they're not. They get taken back by it, don't they?
My current wife is from a previous early relationship, which is why we have a daughter together who's 20.
Yeah.
So we were 12 for my actions in that previous relationship.
Oh, that's all coming together, because I've heard you've told me that before, but now it's all making more sense as to why.
Yeah, so I'm in a relationship for 12 years with someone I don't love. Me and my ex started talking again. I was brutally honest. But it was that brutal honesty that was the foundation of why our marriage is so strong and successful.
Yeah. What do you do? Now you've told this girl all these stories, and you got to stick with that. for years. And it, of course, she eventually found out and the whole thing fell apart, and it was sad, you know, but he never thought about the fact that, hey, this might actually last. Yeah.
And I've been honest ever since. It's true that though there is some short-term pain with honesty, long-term it's so much easier and better to live with.
Yeah, I'm not in great shape. I'm out of shape, in fact. What did you start doing then? Did you just hit the weight pit and start throwing the weights around, or what?
We have a category system. So when you enter a prison system in the UK, you'll enter either a category. But you don't get massive access to the gym, particularly not in your first few months.
Okay.
At Cat C, you could earn, I think we ended up with about 4 gym sessions a week, but I could earn a couple of extra ones. Actually see someone moving forward and gaining from my support. There was a bit of a buzz behind that of, I've helped this guy actually learn to read and write.
I bet. Hey, over here, they have more and more, they're removing weight to be a therapeutic benefit to us on so many levels. Is it like that over there, or do you guys, what's the weights like in a prison over in the UK?
It varies from prison to prison. I mean, I remember being in one prison, which was Shots, which is a very high security prison manned by prisoners. And we started making gym equipment in there as well for the gym.
Oh, nice.
Not machines, but like adaptions. Yeah. So a short frame or something just needed a bit of welding and a bit of box section sort of stuff.
Yeah. You could probably like fix
carbs. You can have jacket potato with chips and beans any day of the week. But what I used to do is, as you know, I can do a bit of drawing. So, and one thing that's good business in the British prisons is sketches of family members.
No kidding.
Especially kids, for just bring, because they get to bring extra food out of the kitchens anyway.
Ah.
So what you do is just send it your way. And you just end up paying everybody in the chain with a bit of tobacco till you get what you need.
Nice. I did an episode of Advices Radio that I called
Times that I probably wouldn't eat again.
I bet, man. Did you have access to like a microwave to heat anything up, or how'd that work?
No, cold.
Okay, yeah. Because I know that they would sometimes, I've heard, when you have a microwave, you could at least
in your room, so you could boil a kettle and make hot water, but that was as far as any cooking facilities went.
I should have guessed. You're in the UK. They're going to still have tea time in jail.
But I've seen people make, because every wing would have an ironing board, and get a, the full razor blade, split it in half.
Oof.
Connect one wire to one side, connect one wire to the other side, then drop those two blades into a cup of water and the circuit heat and heat the water up.
Oh my God, that sounds terrifying.
So you had some freedom of being able to get out of your room and move about when you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get up and do fasted cardio in the morning before we went for breakfast and stuff like that.
So you went in, you said you were...
When did I come out? About 3 years, 4 years before I filmed UC...
And then I bet you really took off from there.
Yeah, well, UC1 was my fourth cycle.
Okay. And no UC2. Kidding, I didn't realize that. I figured you'd already been well into gear for a long time by then.
With it all, but there is an area called the Underground, which is a development from what used to be the Bodybuilding Evolution Stand, where Scott spoke last year and I spoke last year.
Okay.
And then there's a new area called the lab, which is in the lab. And then there's another Dr. Hamid, I think he's called, talking in the lab. And then you've got the underground, which is more sort of training and bodybuilding focused.
Okay.
So Martin Asti, I think he's called. Morgan Ast.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know who he is.
He's huge, 6'3" and 365 pounds with abs.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a monster. The underground on the Saturday is just worth the price. I mean, I've never been a big fan of body power, if I'm perfectly honest. I've always found it a bit shit.
Really? Okay.
I enjoyed last year, but I enjoyed last year because of the people I were with.
Yeah.
So, like, talking with Scott on the shit time slots on the underground one.
Okay. Okay.
So, I'm going to do one training approach seminar on the underground and then one Q&A. And then on the lab, I'm doing the endocrine, do more of this drug does this, this is its side effects, this is its effects in the body, this is what it's used for type thing. I'm not sure.
I like the social aspect. That would be very interesting to me.
I presented to the government with that one, and I might use pretty much people with ulterior motives. And the fact that people can't see through, the reason that person's posted that is because it's clickbait. The reason that person's posting that is because they own a lab and it's fucking up, and they're trying to justify that by claiming that.
All right. Well, listen, let's get to a quick break. When we come back, I had a couple more questions for you. Last thing before we go, though, what's the date on that for Body Power in case anybody's interested in going?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to find out your taste and your budget. TrueNutrition.com also offers the ability to create delicious custom oatmeal blends. And they're third-party tested, proving that all their supplements are ensured to have the highest level of quality and value. Don't be .uk, that's CROSLANDS.org.uk. Dave offers services to a wide range of individuals. He offers performance and image enhancing drug individualized support.
Say it was May 10th through the 12th?
12th.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to go over to the message board here and start up with our next question. This is some coming of the back of a diet and time. Oh, coming off, I think is what he means. The back of a diet and time to hold the weight. I'm not exactly sure what he means here. So I'm not sure, but for me personally, really wouldn't suit Tren. I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding a little bit of the way he's writing here. But he wants to avoid DECA as it causes anxiety. He wants to avoid only, and now he wants to add these compounds to do a mass gaining phase.
Yeah, DHB, only thing with DHB is it can be a little bit awkward to manage. One issue people find with DHB is not so much side effects long term.
Okay.
It's a fucker for crashing out. So that can be a bit of a pain in the ass. DHB can be problematic from an injection point of view with PIP.
I've heard that. When I used it, I didn't get that, but I think it was just... What do you think about that dosing, 200 milligrams a week of DHB?
Yeah, I'd keep it on the low side, to be honest. I'd probably go 100 mg EOD, 75 EOD, that sort of level.
Oh. What about... And I may have asked you this question before. What about adding Masteron to this plan for mass gaining? Because traditionally, when I came up on the message boards, one would say Masteron was just for your cutting. It was just...
If you're lean, you keep lean and you stay lean. Obviously, you have an anti-estrogenic element to it as well. So you're effectively putting in a low-level anti-estrogen, which at the same time has an anabolic value. So... otherwise, I don't have a big issue with Masteron at all. Okay. I find it quite a useful little drug. I did, however, have somebody who was suffering with...
I wanted to make sure we don't miss anything. I think we did talk about T&E in the previous episode. I know that Matt Bell had asked this question to another program on Advices as well. But he had a plan of running Tren, Prop, about the DHB, Masteron, and Sust. That was from Drew UK. We are moving on to, it looks like yours, URS. And this is his first post. He says, "Hi, guys. I love the show. I've noticed that some guys who blast and cruise always get acne issues during..."
Acne is generally caused by two main routes. First route is anabolic action at sebaceous gland, which is causing an increase of oil in the skin.
Yeah.
the other route is a hormone. As the levels of anabolics drop because you're no longer injecting, progesterone levels, prolactin levels, and estrogen levels will still stay elevated for some period of time after that. They're not going to drop as quick. In the meantime, all you can do is practice the best personal hygiene you can manage. Even exfoliating and keeping on top of personal hygiene, that's not going to have a massive impact of the hormonally driven acne. Central nervous system stress.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that will normally come on because you've been on way too long. But that's a very specific type of acne. It's not like your little spots. That's like big, boily type shit.
Yeah. And you know when I've noticed I get it still is I miss a shot. I'll be on even like an HRT dose and I let my hormones fluctuate because I should be taking this shot every 5 days or whatever, but instead I miss it. And
there's an element of trade-off there, in the same way as you can see people with immune response, test flu, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so you end up having to space the dose out as much and as evenly as possible because the lower if it means I can get rid of the acne during cycle. So there's all sorts of considerations, but it's a case of you need that knowledge to make that decision.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I do now and again. Not very often, but I do now and again.
I warm up properly, and I try to have proper form. But for some reason, whenever they are in the slightest flex position, they begin to twitch. Done my research and really haven't been able to find anything in time that...
There's a couple of mechanisms that could be at play here. But I think the most likely one is that we've got an increase in, particularly if he's talking, I know he mentions D-Bowl, that we've got an increase in water retention.
Okay.
Which is... But I've seen a lot of people that work as like electricians or builders or such like really, or plasterers particularly, really struggle at work when they're on cycle because they get such insane pumps in the delts so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
System, but I can't really see how it would be specifically targeting the shoulders, but the next line of thought would be the neck. Now, he said he's focused on stretching, but is he stretching his neck?
Okay.
But my shoulders used to dance.
Did they really?
They'd sit there and they'd just start dancing.
I've gotten that before, or in my bicep. I just get like a weird twitch and they just start jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of times I've had to have actual physical manipulation to get it to release, but... Yeah, it's never been particularly overly painful, but it has caused weird sensations. I'll lose the feeling in my smallest finger and the first finger.
Something that's very specific to him. It doesn't feel like this is a common issue that everybody runs into because they're using gear.
I would suspect, though, there's some localized pumping that's just putting pressure on a nerve.
About adding MK677 to increase appetite. I started MK677 daily, 25 milligrams a day for about a month. I noticed an increase in appetite. Also was getting great pumps, even to the point where I was getting some carpal tunnel with MK677. And over time, he felt like it stopped working. What do you think about that? I know that Dr. Scott had some research, and I know that Big Beck has looked at this. We talked about it on Muscle Minds. There's been some studies. One study said that it stopped working after
the carpal tunnel syndrome type stuff. Well, what he's probably not really recognized because he's implemented it for appetite is that it is a growth hormone secretor. It's a peptidic growth hormone secretor. It's not a SARM as it's usually sold as. And you want to use it again.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of the program. We had a couple minutes left, but due to some technical difficulties, the last 3 minutes didn't record exactly the way I would like them to. So,
Advices Radio Network.